This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
If I dropped a few bars out of thin air, would you care? Would the air feel like it's thinning, anticipating what you gon' hear? Would it break the internet and get a million shares? Same way it do for these popular rap millionaires? Probably not. Lucky I don't do this so that I'll be hot. I do this for those who pick foreman and know how Ali box, but never say that shit to my grill. Throwing body shots, and none of you pussies could kill me. I still don't got it not. Trust me, I bump into these rappers you think is barred up. They see me and get hit by Polaris, yeah, they be starstruck. Say that me and them should collaborate on a raw cutting, and all of them become Oregon, man, they all duck. I'm used to the stories, I get it, Joel, I'm busy. My new record is spinning so much that it got me dizzy, and I'm about to hit the road for a minute. I'm on my grizzly, and I'm barely in your city. Translation, you a grizzly, I can't bear hearing you tear me into little pieces on my beat, so bear with me, cause I'm scared silly. And my manager handles my brand carefully. Y'all weird, really, I'm here fully like my beard filly. If I dropped a few bars out of thin air, would you care? Would the air feel like it's thinning, anticipating what you gon' hear? Would it break the internet and get a million shares? Same way it do for these popular rap millionaires. Honestly, I'm not sure if I even made it yet. I don't got the Spotify or Google Play Connect, the cool label rep that lifts the phone and it creates a check. I just make sure the bars stay correct enough to break your neck. A lot of major artists want to trade fame for respect. You'd be surprised at the names in my text if you gave the 11. I wanted to text the nigga back like, fuck a rap list. You fucking on an actress to that cash shit and pay my taxes. Shit, I used to trap singles. I had the Metro Boomin' before the future of rap was trap singles. It's a homeboy talking, you on my radar. You hang with A&Rs, my dudes hang clips from ARs. The rap I'm a fan of took a back seat. For a few years now, it's been all forefronting. Glorifying abusing controlled substances. I'm trying to help good substance control the forefront. Rapping was tough, what happened to us? My playback button was busted on the back of the bus. The Black Maxwell full of rap, I'd fast forward so much and flip it over. Rewind was an extra couple of bucks. I know I'm showing my age in a game that throw away legends. But ask me if I'm scared, you hear what I hear. How could fear interfere with this fearsome talent? I'll sit you down like a chair off Wayfair. I'm way too unfair. Every word you heard speak, I heard. I'm like, word, he a nerd, this verse deep, absurd. Got some nerve, sound like he rehearsed me. I'll be the first to call him weak before the world dick rot his first week. I wish everybody kept it 100. I wish a DJ played what he wanted. I'd be a superstar in a PJ, not dude from the PJs once signed to a superstar. But it's cool cause I got nothing to prove to y'all. I ride for myself like an Uber car, fuck who you are. Made my way in the game with the flames cooking. I'm saying me and my gang made a name, but I claim Brooklyn. Solo or group, alone or crew. Saint Porter rock in the picture, pick a photo to shoot. I know every cameraman, tell him the point, let's go. Boy, I was on that freshman cover 10 joints ago. I ride the ferry every morning from Jersey into Manhattan and sit with the 9-to-5ers, don't none of them know I'm rapping. Except for the real ones who got a true love for hip-hop. You know the ones that don't do love in hip-hop. If I dropped a few bars out of thin air, would you care? Would the air feel like it's thinning, anticipating what you gon' hear? Would it break the internet and get a million shares? Same way it do for these popular rap millionaires.
Joel Ortiz, Rap Millionaire, produced by Illmind on That Cut. This is FUBAR Radio.
Yes, it is, bitches and bitchettes. And this is a lovely Monday in the middle of May. Are we in the middle or towards the end? I don't know, but you know what I'm talking about.
It's all a blur.
Yeah, this is a lovely May here. It's about time we got some real sun. You know what I mean? Not this fake ass sun. You know how people are staying fake woke? You got fake deep. You got fake Versace. I didn't buy them, by the way.
Honest.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, basically, this is the realness right here. It's the hip-hop show, FUBAR Radio. Myself, Mice Diggy, alongside DJ...
Sarah Love.
You're damn right. And we've got a jam-packed show for you this evening, bitches and bitchettes.
But we have to say thank you to Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR. Last week on this show, we were joined by More One live in the studio. He gave us a dope performance. We also had Josh, the founder of Rise Up, the movement that's trying to encourage as many people as possible to get their voices heard via voting.
And I've got my Rise Up t-shirt on today. I'm getting my Rise Up tattoo done tomorrow.
I'm a bit jealous. I didn't get a Rise Up t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, you got to be in the... I ain't going to say the I word, but you know, you got to be an illuminated one. And this is how people know that I'm an illuminated one. Whenever I get a picture taken, my forehead is illuminated.
Shines so this that is little how you bit know. Brighter.
Yeah, even if I didn't want to be in it, I'd still be in it. You know what I mean? So you got to get your forehead shine game up, Sarah Love. If you're trying to get into the clique, you know what I mean?
It won't be too difficult,
Yes, but what have we got? What have we got for them this afternoon? This late afternoon. What have we got for them?
We have some amazing artists coming through to the studio. Nkechi.
When you say, you have to say with accent. Nkechi. Yeah.
And
Disifa. Disifa. Okay, I can't say that one. That might be like, that's probably East African name there.
But yeah, we'll get the lowdown from them. They're going to be like, Zifa. We ain't African.
It's probably Zifa. Yeah, they'll probably say that as well.
But we have our homegirl as well coming through, which you always have to sing her name.
Wait, those two are coming from Literary Weekender, right? This, which is coming up very soon. And it's to do with hip hop poetry. That's why, you know, when we got people coming on, we make sure it has something to do with us. And this is what it's got to do with us. Also, we have... said the sheriff, but I did the shit. I can't get that.
Yeah, that's too early to that one.
Yeah, we got I said the sheriff.
She's got a brand new project. She's going to be telling us all about it. I cannot wait to see her hear about it. And yeah, just see, she might end up spitting some hot bars for us. Plus, lots of brand new dope music for you. You know, this is FUBAR Radio, and we take good care of you every time.
Hey, yo, it's Talib Kweli, the BKMC. You're now checking out Sarah Love and My Stiggy Show right now.
Get me, fam.
One.
And we like to set the show off with positivity, positive vibes. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many reasons to feel encouraged and not just be complacent, not just be apathetic, like, oh, whatever. Yeah, you know, one day to the next, no different. That you are part of society. You play a role. And there's so many people doing cool things, like in the past, today, people putting in the work to make good things happen for all of us. And that's why we like to set the show off by just shining a light on all of those cool things. And it was only correct this week. We had to send a very special big up to a man like Malcolm X. You know what I like about Malcolm X? He was someone who, he had one way of thinking. I think it's testimony of a big character when you're able to say, no, you know what, actually I changed my mind and I've been hardline in one way, but I've opened my mind to something else. Malcolm X, it was his birthday.
Yeah, you know about when, because he used to be like, he used to do burglaries and all that, and then he's changed his whole...
Well, yeah, that's, I wasn't even referring to that, but yeah, on that one...
No, because
he did start as like a street hustler.
Yeah, he was out there, boy.
Yeah, he was out in them streets. And so, you know, he, but then he discovered he went to jail, discovered Nation of Islam, and he liberated his mind. That's when he became mad politicized. But through Nation of Islam, he came up with these, he was repeating their rhetoric, which was that all white people are the devil and stuff. But first of all, the reason why we're bigging him up is because 19th of May was Malcolm X's birthday. And so he was a massive part and face of the Nation of Islam movement, which was a key contributor to the civil rights movement in America in the 60s. But then he made his pilgrimage to Mecca. And what he discovered when he did that was Muslims are all colors, all backgrounds, all nationalities. So he encountered Muslims who were black. He encountered Muslims who were blue-eyed, blonde
ginger
hair.
Muslims.
Don't be fronting on the ginger Muslims.
Yeah, all people ever say is blonde-eyed, blue-haired. But what about the green-eyed, ginger-haired mother lovers?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. When you watch the film, that, you know, it makes sense then. There's a lot of ginger Muslims and that.
Yeah, and so he came back from the pilgrimage and he decided that he was going to change his course of his political rhetoric, you know, everything that he had been chatting about and fighting for. And ultimately what he came down to was he's someone who is pro-socialism. He believed, he was campaigning for justice and equality by any means necessary.
Gun in the hand, looking out the window, what, fam?
What? And, you know, he literally gave his life for black people to be legally and politically included in national dialogue, you know, and this is what, you know, bringing it back to what we're dealing with coming up in the UK, which is your chance to have your voice heard. And I think Malcolm X, he was someone who believed in the socialist values and he believed in socialism, which is also what many of us believe in here and are going to be fighting for when we vote in the next month. And I just think he's such an important figure, probably one of the most important figures of the 20th century political uprising movement. So it was only correct that we shouted him out today. And also last week, it was a very important dude's birthday. Have to send
big up
to the man like Grandmaster Rock Raider. It was his birthday on the 17th of May. Mm. What a G. Rock Raider. I mean, just go and check him out on YouTube, because I think he's one of the most important DJs who have contributed to the art of turntablism and how that, and the position. He held down that position as a DJ. He joined the X-Men DJ crew in the late 80s, but that was later to become the Executioners. They really were at the forefront and dominated the DMC DJ competition throughout the 90s, and just, like I say, laid the template for so many DJs. And he won the 1995 DMC World DJ Championships and was inducted into the DMC Hall of Fame 4 years later. Mm. And sadly, he passed away prematurely a few years ago. And I just think he's someone, you know, an undersung hero who we need to always keep his flame alive. I have so much love for him. And so, and also he has a shout out to Frankie Paul, reggae singer Frankie Paul. He died just this couple days ago.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
No. Yeah. I know he was ill. I remember hearing that he was really ill, and they were gonna have, what was he ill with? Was it cancer? They were gonna have a launch, like a, not a launch party, but, you know, a sort of a party to kind of raise, I think it was to raise funds.
Oh, really?
For his, yeah, I think so. Well, that's really sad to hear, man. Frankie Paul's a legendary singer, man. He had that voice. There was a few singers out there, man, that had that voice where you're like, how the hell do you do that? And he sang it all the way. Every tune was like that as well. So
yeah, exactly. Hear, important voice in reggae. So, you know, have to shout out Frankie Paul. But, you know, I just think it's our duty. If we're not going to big up people who are important to us and our community, then, you know, who is? So it's important to remember G's like Malcolm X and Grandmaster Rock Raider. By the way, Grandmaster, that's like the full title that is allocated to only a few representatives in hip hop if you've really reached that pinnacle of, you know, representing your community. So love you guys so, so much. And we have a very important artist on the line that we're going to speak to in one hot second, I believe. So keep it locked right here. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, my Stiggy. We're taking care of you till six. So much dopeness coming up. But first, let's play you something brand new from that Leaf Dog record.
Check, 1, 2. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. John Corbell. Our doctor. Leaf dog.
Leafful lyricist.
Our lyricist. Yeah. It goes money, bitches, power, fame. Hey, jealousy is one and the same. Never deal with the shame. It's more than just to maintain. Underground, we carve the new name. It goes money, bitches, power, fame. Hey, jealousy is one and the same. Never deal with the shame. It's more than just to maintain. Underground, we carve the new name. Yeah, it's unsettling like a dose of regret. I mean, who the fuck's telling them it's okay to be selling them that watered down shit? They need a shot like adrenaline. It's meddling. I work my fingers down to the skeleton. Apprentice of the art form. From the place that ain't warm. See the heart getting torn by the scene that ain't formed.
the way they think it is. People talking to me like,
he's got the money, what's the real risk?
Yo, I'm here to bring you realness. Only if you will feel this, the type of illness to wanna build this. Deal with dedication, determination until it's your time to shine. Just look over the real risk. You'll be broke for the rest of your days. Not getting no radio play. 10 years on the empty stage. Seen 10 of my peers turn to the rage. Stuck at it now. 10 beers has turned to a wage. You see it as a cage. I see it as freedom to talk to the people about things they ain't reading on your news feeding. Bullshit they're streaming when they say they sold their soul. You know that money is the demon. Money is the reason why the greats fall off. And I'm trying not to make that me at all cost. The hope ain't lost. It's in the mind of the youth, inspired by the times for those that see truth.
It goes money, bitches, power, fame. Hey, jealousy is one and the same. Never deal with the shame. It's more than just to maintain. Underground, we carve the new lane. It goes money, bitches, power, fame. Hey, jealousy is one and the same. Never deal with the shame. It's more than just to maintain. Underground, we carve the new lane.
Hey, yo, what up, yo? This is Master Ace, Brooklyn, New York City, EMC crew. And when I'm cruising through the blocks, I'm listening to DJ Sarah Love, because that's that real right there.
Hey, sorry. I was intending that to be a Sarah Love and my Stiggy one again. Never mind. We'll get past all of that.
Shouts out to Chris, who named all the... Yeah. Don't worry. I remember that shit. Sarah may not remember, but I do. There's an M and an S next to each one with both of us on there. And there's a S for when you're dolo.
It was my mess up. I'm sorry. Don't play him, Alex. But that last cut, Leave Dog, Dyslexic Disciple is the name of the brand new album, High Focus Records. That track is called All In One. And you know what? Like the...
Big up!
Still ain't over because I think it's important.
We
don't finish it yet. You know, I think... What's dope, more than 2 million people have applied to vote in the month since Theresa May announced that she wanted to hold this election on the 8th of June. 2 million people. And
so we still got 9 million to go.
We still got 9 million or so to go. But the amount, it's the vast majority of those people who have signed up to vote are 34 and under. And today is the last day that you can register your name to vote. You still got time to decide how you want to vote, to get all the information and everything, but you might as well sign up. And what I'm so encouraged to see is how many people have said, I've never voted before, I've never taken part in anything political, but this time I'm getting involved. And one person that I saw say, that we have on the line right now, Mr. Cy Philly, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good. You good? Can you hear me?
Yes, bro. How are you, man?
Yeah, right. I'm good, man. I'm good.
You're enjoying the sun,
I'm just chilling in the sun right now in the back garden with my little girl right now.
Ah, nice.
Just come back from the school run and got a change and on the swing while I'm sipping a beer, you know what I mean? So, everything good?
Stop showing off, man.
In there.
You know what I mean? I wish I could FaceTime this conversation. Real talk.
Yeah. 360 with that 360 video.
Yeah, you know, we'll cover the 360 next time.
Isn't it? But you're one of these people who, I'm pretty sure I saw you post somewhere that you've not voted before, but you've registered to vote this time. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm 42 years old. This is the first time I've ever registered or had an inclination of voting.
You serious?
Yeah, in my life. I've never, I think I've always been interested in politics. I've always looked at elections, and my dad's always voted Labour the whole of his life, well, while he was alive, do you know what I mean? And then he always encouraged me to vote, and it was simply because of the politicians that we had for that choice. Because around the time, the only politics at the time he came was around the Tony Blair time, so there would have been no way that I would have been voting for that. And in hindsight, now I'm glad that I didn't either. Do you know what I mean?
What is it though that this time is the difference why you are like, okay, I'm gonna get involved?
I think it's obvious for how things are in front of everybody's face and the shit that you see going on. What that's been going on for the last 5 years, from the coalition government to the Tory government, it's just the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. Yeah, do you know what I mean? My dad, I used to say a line have not and have yacht. And right now, all you see is people there's either living on the breadline or you're living super rich. Do you know what I mean? And some people can't continue with this. And for me, someone like Jeremy Corbyn and the manifesto that he's come with and the policies he's talking about speak to me, as opposed to the Tories who were talking about fox hunting and ivory trade and dementia tax and austerity and all these types of things that don't speak to me and aren't looking out for me. I mean, and so, most importantly is things like the NHS and things like that, you know what I mean? And for me, that's what is important to me. So right now, if I'm going to complain about those things, I need to put... the thing is, for me, I've always looked at the whole voting system as being rigged and it's a whole game thing and it's always predetermined, but...
isn't great for us right now, so speak just a little slower for me, so then everyone to hear what you're saying, because I just want people to know that it's not just me, one crazy woman trying to get people to vote out here, and there's people like you that people look up to. So just slow and clear, because the line isn't good for me. Yeah, go on.
Cool, I'll speak as slowly and clearly as possible.
Love you.
For me, and this time, I mean, I've always said that the whole voting system's rigged and it's already predetermined and things like that, but for me in this time with the candidate that we've got in Jeremy Corbyn, I feel like I have to put my vote in to then see if the system is rigged after that. If I didn't vote, I haven't got a choice, I haven't got a voice to say, yeah, well, the system's rigged, there's no point in me voting, do you know what I mean?
That's true, but the thing is that even you might put your vote in and it still doesn't come out the way you want it, but at least you've been part of it, as opposed to not voting and then saying a whole load of stuff where people go, yeah, but did you vote? And you go, no. So, you know, regardless of whether we do win or not. And the main thing here is that what people are forgetting is what we're trying to do is make sure that young people actually register to vote. What they decide they want to vote is up to them. And what I enjoyed about what Josh said when he came last week, he said that even if you don't want to vote, then go there and make it a null vote. Like, crinkle up your ballot and throw it in there, because that still gets counted as somebody's... decision here, do you know what I mean? And so, like,
exactly that.
For majority of people, you know, from our sort of background and people who understand where we're coming from, the majority of them are going to go for Corbyn because it feels like he's more looking out for us. But then there might be still people that feel like, well, you know, I don't like this or I don't like that about it. But the bottom line is that you've made your voice heard. And so that's...
For real. The thing for me is when I see people who I think are like-minded like me, they're in the same boat with me, they're not earning much more money than me, or they're earning a lot less money than me. And then when I speak to them, and they're even considering voting, and then they're saying, well, I'm going to vote Conservative, and then I ask them why, and then their answer is, better the devil you know. And when I hear answers like that from people, I mean, around the same age as me, you just basically realise how much more work there is to do to let people realise that, you know, I mean, things don't have to stay the same as this, do you know what I mean? And the more people that do go out and vote, I believe right now that regardless of whether Labour win or lose, there's been enough of awakening going on right now for people to be looking at things differently after the election anyway. Do you know what I mean?
I hope so. And I think that that's the repercussion of the referendum, you know, because we saw like a record number of people came out and voted for that. So people are feeling more engaged with politics. But at the same time, what I worry about is in this day and age, the way these algorithms work on websites like Facebook, it's easy. Yeah. We're in a bubble where everyone is sounding like you and I. Yeah. So then it's easy to think like, oh, cool, we got this under wraps. Look at all these people who have gone and voted. Yeah, Saifili's voting. That's cool. I don't need to go out and vote because he's taking care of it. But I just feel like people need to realise that every vote counts, every individual voice counts, you know, and it's going to make a difference. But there's so many people out there who are still of that line of thought that you described where, but it doesn't make a difference. And I just think if it really doesn't make a difference, then you might as well vote.
Exactly. That's what I've been telling everybody. If you don't make a difference, you may as well go out and vote, because if you don't vote, you would have definitely lost out on something, yeah? If voting does count and you haven't voted, you're definitely going to lose out on some shit. You know what I mean? So you may as well just go out and vote and make your voice heard while you've got the choice to, do you know what I mean? And it's not going to be any skin off of your nose, whatever happens in the end of it anyway. Do you know what I mean?
It's weird when people talk that better the devil you know shit, like as if to say they're happy to be shitted on. Like, boy, you know what? I don't know what their shit smells like, so I'm better off letting these
I'm better off just sitting in this shit here. Yeah,
it's so weird, man. It's almost lazy. It's almost like, I can't be bothered to be, you know what I mean, better the devil you know. Like, yeah.
But yet these people have got energy. People have got energy to go and find, like, an illegal link to watch the, you know, MMA fight online, but they haven't got time to go
and
find out.
DJ Sarah,
like, I said the other day, man, if you voted for, like, Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, anything like that, and you're not thinking of voting for this election, you are a waste, man. It's part of the problem.
Yeah, but you know what? Just to play devil's advocate here, or even just to... A lot of people don't really understand politics like that. They don't really get how this affects us in certain ways. And then, and this is where I say they're lazy. It's like they can't even be bothered to find out. You know what I mean? It's like as soon as the language seems like it's not for us to be listening to, they're like, man, I don't. They're not talking to me. But it's like, bruv, this is the reason why you should find out, because you don't know what type of shit is going to be shitted on you in the next 2 weeks.
And you don't know what your life's going to be like in the next 5 years from now. You know what I mean? Some of the people are looking at what their life is like right now. They don't know that in the next 2 years they're going to have a kid. Do you know what I mean? And then that kid's born with health difficulties or whatever not. You ain't got Great Ormond Street Hospital to bring that child to go and deal with those things anymore. We're struggling enough with that right now. Do you know what I mean? So what would you want to then go and but stop yourself from being able to have that help as well, further down the line?
And that's what I find most shocking is people who are parents and they're not going to vote. And the bottom line is we've got to set the tone for how the next generation, which we have an aging population in the UK, so it's not going to be unusual to live to be 90 years old in the UK. We need young people to be empowered and capable, you know, to make their own decisions and to capitalize on opportunities. So if you're not going to be part of setting the tone of the future for the kids, you know, because in the wise words of Whitney Houston, I believe the children are the future, you know. Should treat them well and let them lead the way and show them all the something they possess inside and give them the strength, the pride to make it easier to hear the children's laughter.
Sam is here biting bars, you know. Don't let her bite Whitney Houston bars and just grill them up like this.
You got the whole jacket.
What I say about them parents that ain't voting, I hope they didn't breastfeed their kids, you know what I mean? If they breastfed their kids, then that's it. Our future is fucked.
Yes, trust me, because believe me, we're going to get a whole little brainwashed picnic there. They're going to go and do the same damn thing after that as well. I've been going in on Facebook, on my Facebook for the last like week. My Facebook has literally just been registered to vote. And I'm kind of like getting on a few people's nerves.
I was going to ask you, what's the feedback like off of the back of that? Because obviously, people, you know, like you're saying, after 47 years of not voting, and then now, all of a sudden, you're the, like, you know what I mean? You're the spokesperson for it. What's the response?
I've got a tune called Fuck the Government, yeah? For the whole time I've been doing music, I've cussed the government and cussed the system that we've been living in.
I mean, you guys were known for that, the political side.
Exactly, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So that's interesting hearing that you didn't register to vote.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So for me to have to take the stance I've got now, after being so anti-political like that, I'm hoping means something to the people who know anything about me or anything like that. You know what I mean? So even then look into what it is that I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So I mean, I've had people there even ask me, am I getting paid for this support that I'm giving to Labour and Corbyn? Do you know what I mean? But my answer to that is that if we win, we all get paid.
Really sad that the people feel like, oh, you must be getting paid to be talking like this, innit?
Of course. You know what I mean? Which is the most ridiculous thing to me. Do you know what I mean?
Right. That's what matters more than the fact that, look, you're talking to us. What are you doing? You're in the garden with your daughter.
Yep.
That says it all. That's not... This isn't about, oh, yeah, how much can I get from this now and now, you know, all money, now. It's about the future. What we're talking about is the future. If people have felt, if people had been, felt this strongly about the future 30 years ago, there might not have been no 2012 frigging riots, London riots or whatever, or UK riots.
Also, I just feel as though, you know, of course, there's a chance that voting has no meaning whatsoever and there's some puppet master who's making all of the decisions. Like, that's entirely possible. So I'm just open to people who feel like that to just present the argument, because I'm fully behind them for us to do whatever we need to do to get to target that situation, if that's the case. But I don't know that for certain. I wouldn't put my mother's life on gambling on that. And at the end of the day, I want to be able to look into the eyes of my nieces and nephews and tell them, look, I have done everything I can potentially do to set you up.
Powerful DJ Sarah Love.
Oh, thank you.
That was good, because I think you got, you know what I mean, you kind of cancelled out the Whitney Houston bars by
You know what? Yeah.
I just don't want people to wake up after what happened with Brexit and then the number one Google search is, what does being in a Conservative government mean?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was an embarrassment. Yeah. I just came back from France the other day, where they just had an election. This guy started his party, President Macron, 8 months ago. And it was between him and an actual fascist, Marine Le Pen, the daughter of a hardcore fascist, where she could have gotten into power. But French people were like, you know what? this ain't no good. And people went out and voted. Like, here, I think you still got a group of people who think it's cool to say, no, man, love that, innit? Like, don't vote.
Exactly that. Yeah. But see, the French are a completely different kettle of fish, man. They tell me they'll riot over anything.
Yeah, that's true. They do riot over anything. Like them,
you know what I mean? You'd have never seen no petrol. You'd have never seen all them petrol riots and everything. When, see, when back in the day when the petrol strikes were going on or whatever, not. They'd have been going on crackers, boy. There's no way that would have been happening over there.
Yeah. But even
over here, we set up for too much. We'll stand in the queue and complain about it rather than and cuss about it.
It's
rather
too
than,
reserved. But, over here, we're too reserved, man. We're too British. A bit too British. Yeah, too respectful in a weird, you know, it's like respectful. Just enough that no one says anything, you know what I mean? But then behind closed doors, a fucking, blah, 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 you know, you turn into like.
Yeah,
I know that it doesn't.
Or behind closed doors and behind a keyboard.
But what would the one line be? I mean, to person side, like, you know, you've met enough of these people who are just like, oh, it makes no difference, like, Babylon this, whatever kind of thing. What would be the one line that you could say to someone that you think could be the clincher to convince them to register to vote before midnight tonight?
Just don't make it Whitney Houston line, bro.
For me, it's about, like, for me, it's about literally people just realising and looking into the next 2 to 3 years of their life and realizing, well, not even that, look back over the last 2 years of their life, of how much their life has changed and what happens at the end, and then imagine what could happen over the next 2 years, and would they want that in the Tory government, bearing in mind that if your mum gets dementia, they're going to take the house away, there's not going to be an NHS, they're going to be spending thousands of pounds on expenses and whatever, not doing whatever they want still, when you could have had Jeremy Corbyn, whose expenses was £9 last year.
Mm-hmm. Is that someone licking off shots in the background in support view?
No, that's my next. I live in Luton, but it ain't that bad. I'm in the ninth part.
But you know, feeling, you know, maybe this song can sum up a little bit of your message, Si. But thank
you. Yeah, that's all good, man.
But no, thank you so much for talking to us today.
And, no, thank you, man. No.
Yeah, definitely keep up the mission. Everybody, you've got like 8 hours left, 7.5 hours left to register to vote.
It's time crisis, people. It's time crisis. Believe me, you need to get on registertovote.org. Go on there, put your name in, your postcode, national insurance number, and register to vote before 11:59 p.m. tonight.
Literally takes 5 minutes to do this, so there's no excuses. There's no excuses.
And even if you don't know who you want to vote for right now, even if you're still trying to work out what is what, but at least register so you're able to let your voice be heard. And even, and if you don't have...
you don't want to get gassed up over the next week and then realise you do want to vote and you can't.
Yes, exactly. So sign the name up. And but thank you so much for taking time out to chat to us today. And thank you for all of your like, because I think some people are afraid to speak out. Because like I say, for so long, it's been cool to say, yeah, I don't care about the, you know, the government, they're nothing to do with me and all that sort of stuff. So I respect you for standing out and saying, we need to do this.
No, respect to you for that as well. Respect to you for being on this radio show as well. And encouraging people to be able to hear a different view anyway, and hopefully get to think about it a bit more than they have done as well. So
yeah, man.
I'm going to be on Facebook until 12 o'clock tonight, bashing Tories and trying to encourage people to register as well. So.
And have you had people hit you up? I just wanted to ask, like, people that are like, nah, man, why should I register to vote? Or yes or no?
I'm literally, as soon as I get off this conversation with you now, I'm going back on to Facebook to continue a conversation with someone about that.
Oh, wow. Go on, Si. But people this guy's
a musician as well. So for me, you're supposed to be looking into
It's the awkward part when you feel like one, you think, oh, maybe I'm just preaching to the choir, but then someone in the choir is like singing a whole different song. You're like, oh shit,
a whole different song, man. Yeah. I mean, it's just, like I said on Facebook earlier as well. I mean, the most militant man that I know is Benjamin Zephaniah. I mean, and for him to be voting, for him to be voting for one and voting for Corbyn means so much to me. Simply because I know where he's from. Do you know what I mean? I know what he's about. Do you know what I mean? So for somebody like him to be backing him, people like Low Key to be...
Someone bring in the tea towels. Can we get some tea towels, kitchen towels,
don't
and a vax?
Say the B word.
There's a whole lot of mess going to be made.
Go there, man. Please.
No, but you mentioned in the lovely
baking soda
vegan
Jesus
that is Benjamin Zephaniah. Is that
some lemon juice?
But he's a wicked example that there's so many people that I know who know Corbyn personally, have dealt with him in the past personally, like, and he is a normal person. He's the kind of person you can imagine that you would have a chat with or have met at some point.
Yeah.
You know, but
I've seen him I can see him talking to Roadman like he does, and talking to the people and catching train here, there, and everywhere how he does. You know what I mean? That to me is a person who I can relate with a hell of a lot more than somebody who's going to be travelling first class and I'm paying for it.
Mm. Won't even speak to the people. Do you know what I mean? So
that too.
But thank you so much. So I'm going to play this brand new tune that you've done with Trauma and Dots.
Oh, cool. Wicked. All right.
Before we get into that, shout out to Tim Joshua. He says, if Whitney Houston doesn't convince you to vote, then nothing will. Register to vote.
Yeah. That's wisdom she's preaching in that song. But yeah, so let me drop this tune, brand new.
We're talking pre-Bobby Whitney, you know, yeah?
She was already on the ting before Bobby, man. Don't get fooled.
Yeah.
Whitney. Either
way,
sweetheart.
Man. She had us all.
Either way, Whitney was great, man.
Have you seen that footage of her with Pavarotti singing? Like Pavarotti her on stage, and then she just like spontaneously did some operatic like sunning. It was amazing.
That, man.
Yeah, check it out. No. Anyway, we do digress on this show a little bit, but thanks so much for your support,
good,
encouragement of people to go out and vote.
All
and
good,
we look forward to seeing you and your other heart. I was going to say better.
We'll keep
everyone posted with the Life Cypher coming through to the studio at some point in the future. And have a great rest of the day, Si, and we'll speak to you soon, sweetheart.
Yes, I will do, man. Respect, man. Register to vote, people.
Yeah.
Please.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days. Well, let's talk about the good old days.
Young and reckless, running round the road with a death wish. Unresponsible, free from all this stress shit. Reality was in the moment, so we owned it. Who gave a fuck if now we wouldn't condone it? We was rolling late nights, late mornings. Quick turnaround, candle burning both ends. Dope trends, all about the close friends. And what we wouldn't do now to have just one moment to be carefree again. Knowing what we know now, but would it be any different? I doubt it, worth probably thinking about it. Big amounts of time in the small hours. Living the dream, in the club with the team, trying to give away the queen. And yes, we were happy, but these cats ain't got no cream, just a pocket full of change. We're doing the walk of shame, but we do it all again, right? This is the life, not a single worry in sight. We living for tonight.
That's the memories.
Everything we wanted in the world, man, we had that. Everything we needed in our lives, then we lost it. Everything we wished for in the world, we embraced it. Taste the shit, caught it, then we wasted it. The good life. Everything we wanted in the world, man, we had that. Everything we needed in our lives, then we lost it. Everything we wished for in the world, we embraced it. Taste the shit, caught it, then we wasted it.
Yo, I tasted it, embraced it. Came in the game and I'm lacing it. I look back on my life and I feel like times that I wasted it. I'm facing it and taking it back to when I was carefree. Before I had this mortgage and cash shortage and bare seats. Cherish my memories and look in the past. Me and Mark Harry was hanging, we was having a blast. We went from blazing every night to taking acid in class. Then our life changed and both of us took different paths. I remember us shucking out in all them junglist raids. Stepping to Exodus, I swear them were the humblest days. And now I'm thinking about my past, people stuck in the grave. Wishing some of us had the foresight to fucking behave. So now I live my life looking in hindsight. Looking for opportunity, you'll never see me looking in limelight. Forever I was high as a skylight. Never getting no sleep and looking like a vampire from Twilight. Yo, sick of wishing I could go back with what I know now. Knowing what would happen and so I'd show me the lowdown. Told me stop wasting these time and chasing these hoes down. Chilling with my kids and trying to show them the know-how. Yo, sometimes it's good to take a look at your past life and sit and reminisce when you was living the fast life. Yeah, if I could do it all again then I'd do it. So I'ma keep doing me and live my life to the fullest and have a good life.
Everything we wanted in the world, man, we had that. Everything we needed in our lives, then we lost it. Everything we wished for in the world, we embraced it. Chased the shit, caught it, then we wasted it. The good life. Everything we wanted in the world, man, we had that. Everything we needed in our lives, then we lost it. Everything we wished for in the world, we embraced it. Chased the shit, caught it, then we wasted it.
Yo, I made up for what we didn't have. Pockets full of jiffy bags and sticky hands. Gripping cans, chilling by the riverbanks. Doing whatever would come our way. Sitting in the sun for days, wondering where we could find some fun to chase. Not a worry in the world, screaming fuck yeah. The only thing I had to pay for was the bus fare. And we were bone and grown, saying life was unfair. It feels like yesterday, I swear that we were just there. But shit changes in the blink of an eye. Nearly a decade has passed since the simpler times. I think that you'll find that living in the now is a harsh sense. So I spend a lot of my time in the past tense.
celebrating memories of younger days. Love and pain, teardrops as heavy as the jungle rain. And although the world keeps turning, ain't nothing changed. Especially me, I like to think that I'm the same.
Everything we wanted in the world, man, we had that. Everything we needed in our lives, then we lost it. Everything we wished for in the world, we embraced it. Chased the shit, caught it, then we wasted it. The good life, everything we wanted in the world, man, we had that. Everything we needed in our lives, then we lost it. Everything we wished for in the world, we embraced it. Chased the shit, caught it, then we wasted it. Yes. Come on.
Yes, yes, Trauma. We had him on the show a few weeks back. That track is called We Had It, featuring Cyphilly and Dots. The album, The God-Given Image, is out now on Evil Twin Records. This is FUBAR Radio, and coming up very soon, we're going to be joined by some special guests from the Literacy Weekender in the studio. So, you know, you need to keep it locked. But right now...
That's right, mate. Ladies and gentlemen, it is tap time right here on a Sunday...
Sunday. It's always a Sunday.
It's always a Sunday in my eyes, bitch. Yeah, you're damn right. Welcome to the FUBAR Radio Cafe on this sunny Monday. That's exactly what I meant to say. You know what I'm saying?
The remix.
This pineapple punch gonna be a little too. Yeah. And I'm that, you know, I'm the one that they know as My Sack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. My Sack Hayes, man. Oops, sorry about that. You're damn right. Get so high, you might short yourself. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I might do, but I got some of this vape in my mouth, baby.
Go get your money dropped out every hit.
And this lovely Monday, sunny Monday, is brought to you courtesy of Road Juice. For man on road who don't know the code. Yes. This week was a funny week, man. I got reminded of, like, it was a time, you know, like, I just feel like hip-hop isn't what I thought it was. But I went back to that time when I realized, oh, shit, it's not what I thought it was. Do you remember when Prodigy did that?
Firestarter?
Prodigy. From Mobb Deep, man. Jesus.
Sorry.
See, Sarah's going into the extent of her record collection there. Now 17 in there. I remember, you know, when he did that tell-all book. Do you remember he did the audio book? And it was like, yeah, and so-and-so did this. And then I saw Jeffrey at da-da-da on blah-blah-blah street at da-da-da. And he did, you know, it was like a tell-all. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I remember sitting in Australia. My friend was talking about it. And I was just like...
I remember sitting in Australia, you know, as you do.
I was in Australia, literally sitting down in a kangaroo pouch, thinking to myself, what the fuck? Because it felt like, you know, for me growing up, all your elders, you know what I mean, in the area were just cool. Everybody else spoke their business. Everybody else, you found out they were the dude by everybody else saying they were the dude. It wasn't them telling you they were the dude. And on top of that, they weren't telling you everybody else's business. You know, I grew up listening to Mobb Deep, so thinking they were of a certain way. And then when he came out with that book, when it was like, I think he went to jail, came out and then did the tell-all book, and it was like, yeah, and you know, I don't even know what it was about. I was so, you know, put off by it that probably that too. But I was so put off by it that I was like, right, I don't even want to know what so and who shot who. And but you know, you start hearing the stories about Nori shot somebody, and you know,
it's kind of reminding me of Funkmaster Flex.
Yeah, it was that thing about. And you know, so this is what I'm leading to. So I was really disappointed by that. I really felt like, wow, hip-hop, is this what you're doing now? Is this what it's about? Like, everyone trying, you know, gossiping. It felt like a bit gossipy. And he's like, right, I'm expecting you to be that dude from the hood that isn't really about that life. But now, and what's worse is loads of people started buying into it. Like, yeah, have you got the book from Prodigy? Him gossipy. And I was like, shit, man, hip-hop is not what I thought it was. Aww. But then lo and behold, Funk Flex... You know, there was loads of shit that happened where I was like, fuck, it probably isn't what I thought it was. So really, that didn't matter. So that's why this week's investigation is, what's the biggest letdown you've ever had to face that didn't really matter in the end?
I've got to say on that note that I did enjoy your impression of Funkmaster Flex the other week.
Don't you dare get crazy with me now. I'm telling you, DJ Silverman, we're killing him out here.
Something like that.
I don't
even, half the time, you know, now it's really cool on Facebook and Instagram that unless you want to hear the shit, you don't have to hear it. I can just look at his face and the shapes he's making with his lips. I just know what it sounds like. I don't even have to
the
hear
muscle
it.
Muscle tension in the, in the lips.
You know what I mean? He's got slight, there's some crackish, there's little grey areas around the lips that make him look crackish. I don't know whether he is or not, but you know what I mean? From me growing up, that is a bit of a crackish look. Anyway, so Mice Investigates this week. What's the biggest letdown you've ever had to face that didn't really matter in the end?
I guess people, in a sense, people like Funk Flex. I mean, I'm not meaning to single him out, but I'm saying like...
But speaking of Funk Flex...
But things like, moments like that or people... I mean, here's a word that you don't hear often, sell out. Like people doing a bit of a sell out move.
I've heard that a few times.
Recently.
Not to me, but people saying don't watch the people who you think you've sold out or who's saying you sell out. Or I heard man saying that you sold out. So I've heard that of recent.
That's some strong ass language, man.
Yeah, but they don't even know what it means. They don't even really know what sell out means. Selling out is like, you lot, I'm not here anymore. Right now, I'm on the up. I'm in the Illuminati. Sorry, I can't carry on doing the show.
And I'm bankrupting your family.
Yeah, that's selling out. That's like, or even if you went, right, Mice, you sound totally different on that tune.
Mm.
You sound like, right, but you got paid, right?
That's, I think, yeah. Like that would be up for debate if suddenly Mice was sort of sounding like One Direction or something.
Yeah, but no one could... The reason why no one's actually said to me, oh, I think it was a bit of a sellout move, is because that's the fact. Those are the facts, is that, nah, it's you are doing what you normally do. Do you know what I mean? That is, it's even more so surprised. That's what's so surprising about it all is the fact that you're doing what you normally do. Like, how the fuck did that happen? Do you know what I mean? But somebody's going to say that and they don't know what they're talking about. But anyway, rather than digressing, I feel like, you know, the Trump situation, I feel like that was a massive letdown that in the end probably didn't really matter.
No, but with that, I would throw into the mix. For each of us personally. Like, Donald Trump, all the damage he can do right now can be fixed. Like, I'm try to be an optimist, you know. Apart from environmental issues. All the damage that he's causing with changes in legislation with regard to protecting the environment, those are going to be, those have worldwide environmental repercussions. Once nature is erased, there's no bringing that back, you know. And so I would say it does have a big matter. But with certain people in the music game where suddenly they've gone off and done something really whack, at the time, it feels sort of damning because it's sort of like, man, we were relying on you to do the right thing.
When Eminem changed his flow and started rhyming words that didn't rhyme. You can't even say that now because there are a bunch of people that's the Eminem they grew up to. That's the Eminem they felt like, oh, man, I love hip hop. You know, and you're like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. You like the Eminem that I think he kind of lost it a bit.
And it's funny because even then I would defend Eminem. So again, going back to your point of that didn't really matter in the end, I would defend Eminem because I feel as though he is someone who has really earned his stripes and that he knows what he's chatting about. He gives nods to the people. I mean, when he came with that Rap God tune, you know, he didn't need to make a whole track shouting out
Rakim and
Pharaoh Monch and people, you know, when he donated money to Sean Price's family. Like, this is someone who still is connected. He's not just really out there with Gwen Stefani or something. I don't know who these people are. That was just a name that came to my mind. But, you know, but yeah, I do believe the children are the future. And what have people been saying down the digital pub, Mice?
All right, shout out to Ashley White, my man. He just simply put life with a question mark. And I was laughing at that. And then he said, thanks. But I guess what it is sometimes you can wake up and feel like, is it all worth it? And then, you know what I mean? You smoke a joint, you have a couple of drinks, and then you think to yourself, all right, actually, man, I'm really enjoying this shit. So, yeah, that's actually, life is cool. So maybe that's what it was for him. Like, I feel there's a bit of honesty in his jest there, you know, that maybe he might have woke up one day and not felt like life was really what it made up to be. But then he gets on Facebook and realizes no one is really living the life that they wish they were. So but shout out to Ashley Whiteman for that.
And I think also with your question too, like this is again Buddha bars. Like Buddha says, change is the only certainty in life. So, you know, you have to be open to change. As soon as you accept that, things become a lot easier to digest.
Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, sometimes you do get worked up over shit that doesn't, in the end, it doesn't really matter. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, go back to the Trump thing, which is very true in terms of the environment and whatnot. But then I think, like, okay, they only had a choice of two. It was Trump or Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And how much better would it have been with Hillary, you know?
Oh, well, I still think it would have been better with her, but I think, and this is the thing, I like to play devil's advocate because there's lots of things that Trump says that I think are pretty reasonable. Like there is no reason, just that I think, any country should be isolated in the world. Like we should have open dialogue with Russia. We should have open dialogue with all, you know, with all nations. Like how are we going to overcome anything if we're keeping people locked out of the conversation? So I think in that regard, I think what Trump has said there is reasonable in regard to breaking the law, like committing treason and sharing classified information with Russia to help them like hack an election. That's a whole other, you know, that's a legal issue. But yes, what else was Digital Pub saying?
Shout out to our brother Gleam. He says, meeting Tony D and Locksmith on Foo Bar Radio. Didn't matter in the end as I got their interview.
Oh, yay! And that's what we do for you here on Foo Bar Radio every Monday, roll, 4 till 6 p.m. We bring you all the finest music and guests with all that good stuff.
We bring you exactly what you need. That's what we do on this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important as well for us to do that because I think more and more, this is another thing that I felt, you know, but in the end, doesn't really matter because now we could take it into our own hands. But we've spoke about this before, the outlets that we've got here in terms of strictly for hip hop, you know, whether it be new age rap, trap stuff, or whether it be, you know, the traditional, more traditional stuff, it just felt like it was all, you know what I mean, just closing in on just one style of music or whatever. Regardless of sprinkle a little bit of traditional stuff here and there, but it's like really and truly all people want is like what's current. You know, that.
But you know what? I think that whole mentality is perpetuated by the industry. Like, remember when we had our homeboy Gav from THTC, the clothing brand?
Yeah.
They're making the official T-shirts for the Corbyn campaign, by the way. Go and support that. All their ingredients they use for their clothes.
Oh, the official T-shirts?
Yeah.
Wow.
All their, the clothing is made from recycled plastic, organic cotton, and hemp. And, you know, he was saying he hates the fashion industry because it's this whole thing of like now, this season this season that, which is just perpetuating this consumerism and capitalism, which
sounds
ultimately
like the music industry, to be honest.
And the same thing there. What's hot right now, rather than supporting and nurturing artists, you know, and create it. You don't create a Prince or a Michael Jackson just by, you know, an X Factor situation. Like this is talent that is nurtured and schooled.
Yeah, I think we're definitely missing that. And that's probably to do with the instant sort of gratification people get from that one hit wonder. You know, like something comes out, bam, everybody jumps on it. And, you know, a lot of the time they've had quite some time to work on that, whatever it be. And then the next time, they've only had 2 or 3 months to get this next tune done, put it out, and no one's feeling it the same way.
And you don't feel no soul in this music. Like, all you need to do is look at the top 20 from 1981 or whatever, and you see the variety that is in there. It's going from punk to madness to, you know, the specials to new wave music to pop, Morrissey, like whatever you want to throw in there. And that's because it was being dictated by from the ground up rather than the top down. So I think I want to get back to a situation like that. Make sure you hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
Yes.
We have some dope guests about to step into the studio for you, but I thought just before then, to set the tone right, let's play you something from that Cy Philly album, The 11th Hour.
Benjamin Zephaniah then.
It is featuring Benjamin Zephaniah. You know, but this tune is killing
it. The way you were smiling, I was like, I knew it.
You're like, either Corbin's turned up or it's Benjamin.
Let's go. Sick of what I see on the net, yo. Some of these people need to learn some respect, cause yo, yo, I keep scrolling. keep scrolling, I keep scrolling, I keep scrolling. Sick of my screen, feel like I'm setting to scream. I feel to kill a lot of people like I'm idiot, I mean. It's gone crazy, the net's got us flossing like peacocks. Some people that I'm seeing need a digital detox. They speak lots and always got something to say. I can't believe I'm reading your 25th stats today. All these attention seekers are speaking to get a response, hoping you get a gist of what's been going on in their bonds. I keep scrolling, sick of what I find online. That's why I'm limiting my time online. I'm fixing to blast, sick of all these pricks in my class. I can't believe I'm seeing women with their lips in the glass. So Lord help me, this time that I'm living in isn't healthy. With people taking risks and they're dying to take a selfie. It's like this planet's now addicted to likes, dedicated to all this friction and this fictional hype. We're all wantless, and I'm wondering just how we can stop this. Brothers will hit the gym, now every pic of him's topless. He's godless, and everybody's acting obnoxious. Flossing up on the net, but never tell us they jobless. These just big chat crap on his Snapchat. Just look at their life and it's got holes, just like the back of a snapback. Eager to speak but weaker when they see you on street. I keep it real but this bitch will keep deleting their tweets. I keep scrolling, I'ma start deleting some chaps. Ayo, I think I'll even start deleting some maps. Ayo, it's that deep, I just let the words on the track speak. Police are killing our peeps and we're distracted with rap beef. We lack grief, arrogance is shadowing Shaq's feet. I'm waiting to hear a message from these rappers on trap beats. Yo, some of the shit I'm seeing is begging belief. People threaten to kill over some insignificant tweets. I keep scrolling, watching while other people are trolling. Popcorn clocking and then I just keep strolling. I'm sick of these people and their opinions, and rappers acting like they're some dickheads, some Saint Trinians, minions, copycatting all that they see. Getting stroppy from when they clock somebody blocking their feed. It's all greed, people posting without seeking the proof. See a picture of refugees and think it's speaking the truth. I'm down with bigger talk, yo, you're soon seeing this bitter walk. I ain't down with none of this blogging and all this Twitter talk. Better vibe, I spit lyrics and leave you terrified. Feelings all real, I don't give a damn if you verify. Some of these dudes are still buying their views. I ain't faking all of my views, it's organic like food. I get shrewd when I'm dropping in online. I seen do-gooders who do a deed and they're dropping it one time. I shun vines when I'm online, never alerting me. Try to keep it real like I'm working at a conservancy. Disturbing me, it's hard keeping up in this age of urgency. I'm scared for the kids living in this age of absurdity. It's hurting me, and I'ma start blocking myself. Start living a real social life and do it for self. But yo, putting the social circuit back on the shelf. I ain't threatened by followers, cause Jesus only had 12. I'm out.
They're living lies, and their eyes are computerized. Brainwashed fake geeks, lonely, unable to socialize. Yes, I know what you're saying, blood. Many dead are underwear because they have no love. Low lives with low self-esteem, playing tough because they are on scene. Yes, I lost in mindless cyber illusions, headless in need of personal revolution. Some weak hearts want to know everyone else, but in reality they don't know themselves. So let them scroll, but it will take its toll. They may gain vanity, but they will lose their soul. Let them scroll, then let the truth unfold, because they don't have any self-control. They're living lies, unable to socialize. They're living lies, and their eyes are computerized. Yes, I. They're living lies.
Yes. You know. Oh, there we go.
Excitement there, and Sarah Love's facial expressions.
Yes, that track Scrolling is Cy Philly featuring Benjamin Zephaniah on that track. It's produced by Urban Click. It's out right now on the 11th Hour album, which Cy Philly put something really lovely together for you right there. And this is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. We are joined by two wonderful ladies right here, courtesy of Literary Weekender. See, I said literary, right? I didn't say literary. Yeah, that's how he's meant to say it on road. We're joined by Jafar and Nkechi.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. Very good. What a great day it is today, the temperature.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty bad day to be stuck inside here with us two, but, you know, what can you do?
It could be worse.
This is the hip-hop show right here.
It could be worse. Yeah. But you guys, what are you lot involved in then? Because what? Tell us about this Literacy Weekender.
Well, the literary.
Bring your mic a little bit closer to you. Yes. Sorry, go for it.
The Literary Weekender is basically a celebration of the cultural landscapes of Nigeria and Ghana. We're not literally going there, obviously, but we're going to be in London. And it's part of a world series of events that Litro magazine does. So, for instance, in the future, one of our future themes that we have in the magazine is going to be, funny enough, alternative facts, because I know that you mentioned the current president of America. And basically, when I talk about a celebration, right now, when we look at the cultural landscape, when we're talking about writers, we're seeing the rise of a lot of African and African Caribbean writers on the scene. And this is just a testament to the creativity. Now, this particular edition that we have is also to mark the 60th anniversary of Ghanaian independence.
Hell yeah.
But also in this current issue, there's also that celebration of Ghana and Nigeria as well. And, you know, let's not start this thing about the Jerof Rice differences.
There's a bit of beef there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an opportunity
corn
for
beef.
I'm
Ghanaian. So am I. Yeah. I don't mind a bit of corned beef with my jollof rice. That's all I'm going to say. But I don't, you know, personally, I'm not into the whole, I think flags segregate people, you know, countries straight away. So it's like, really, we shouldn't be arguing about whose jollof rice is better. We should be arguing about, you know, other stuff that isn't, yeah, I mean, that really matters. You know what I mean?
No, but culturally, like jollof rice does matter. But yeah, there's bigger issues at play.
I mean, you got jollof rice over here, you got biryani over there. You know what I mean? As long as it tastes good to me, that's what really
You're
matters.
Eating.
Yeah, but so and this weekender is to do like there's a theme of hip hop involved as well, right?
Well, on one particular night, which Jiffra is going to be at, it's called Rap Rhythm Poetry Party, and it was devised by a poet and playwright called Inua Ellums. So yeah, he's actually got a play that's going to be coming out.
I know that
shortly,
name.
The
I think I know that name.
He is Nigerian.
He is Nigerian. I think I've seen. Is he based here?
He's based here.
I might have done a gig the same day or something like that.
His play is coming out at the National Theatre. He's just done a show called An Evening with an Immigrant that's toured around the country. It's in Dublin at the moment.
Oh wow.
And so yeah, he's a name. He gets about. Yeah, so you probably have seen him.
And so leading on from that, so incorporating hip hop in what way then? How was he
using hip hop as a means of inspiration? As you know, and as I heard you guys speak about how hip hop has changed, but it's also been influential in terms of like maybe if we can talk about a message that it had initially when it started, but people are still very much influenced by hip hop in terms of like internationally all over the world. So
definitely,
I guess with this particular event, it's hip hop is used as a way to inspire, whether it be through the beats or maybe it's through a character in hip hop. And there's so much creativity.
There's a lot of characters
There's so much creativity, but also, likewise, Jiffra is amongst many creatives. And in this particular event that we're doing, it's a Ghana versus Nigeria.
The blood won't be shed.
But more in a creative sense of sharing that creativity. Sharing. So amongst the artists, we've got like Caleb, Femi, Teresa, Lola, Victoria, Ambuli, Charles, Obiru, Yaboa, and obviously Jiffra and Inua as well.
So are they going to be battling then, or what? When you're saying
no, it's not
versus.
That kind of.
As soon as you put a V, there's a tiny S in there.
I'm into
like mixed martial arts, like proper fighting. So as soon as you put a V in there,
it's more of a creative sense.
Yeah, and also these days, you know, the whole Ghanaian versus Nigerian thing. It's an opportunity to have a bit of a laugh. I don't know if you've seen that video about jollof rice, where you know the friends sitting across from each other. One's Nigerian, one's Ghanaian, and they just. It's pure jokes, and it's just it's an opportunity to throw down some poetry
and have some fun with it.
Pick our favorite hip hop tracks, you know, have poems and literature that has a hip hop inspiration or has an influence or, you know, has some connection to hip hop in some way. I think that's why Inwa sort of created this this event, you know, and it's been going for a couple of years now. So, and this particular time, it's in association with Litro magazine, and it's an opportunity to highlight Ghana. It's Ghana's 60th anniversary, and it's you know, Nigeria too. In fact, Ikechi's Nigerian, and I've got it. So we've
I was going to say. So do you like have jollof rice battles that like behind closed
not
doors?
Yet.
But the thing is, one of the things about not only just the weekender, but also we're talking about this event, is that we're all here living in, whether we be living in London or outside London, it's about this commonality that whether you are from Ghana or whether you are from Nigeria or whether you are from the Caribbean, that we've all got a commonality. And what comes out of the written word or the spoken word is that shared experience. And having that space to share and show your creativity, you know, and I think that makes it a powerful thing.
I think the key word in this.
I thought you was going to say that we all have, you know, we all eat rice and we put what we want in there and call it what we want.
Well, you can.
But isn't it
want.
Funny that it's, so in Nigeria it's called jollof rice?
That's
and in Ghana it's called jollof rice.
No, but it comes from Sierra Leone originally. So it's Ghana,
and
Nigeria.
Another battle.
Yeah,
we ain't got no Sierra Leone representatives here.
Hey,
I said it. That's it.
She just ran.
It's about to be a jollof rice war. She's like, you took it from both of us.
I can't hear anything she's saying, but she looks.
She'll be in there soon. She'll be in there soon to say what
she's got to
say.
She's getting arm house in the green room,
but,
down.
So, all right, let's find out whether they call it jollof rice in Sierra Leone. Because the thing is, the fact that in Nigeria they call it jollof rice the same way we do in Ghana kind of means it is the same thing. You know what I mean?
It's
just people have their different recipes.
Wolof, as in Wolof people from Sierra Leone. That's where it came from.
They call it Wolof.
And yeah, it's from the Wolof people who originated it in Sierra Leone.
So someone had a speech impediment.
And as
impediment
it travelled, it became jollof rice. So
it's like the you know, in Spain, you know, the certain people in Spanish, they feel like it's only because one king had a lisp and he wanted everybody else to talk the same way.
Is that right?
Yeah. So now you've got is it Barcelona? They speak like this, but everywhere else is like, yes, like, bro, what the hell is going on here? You know what I mean? You don't need to take a bit of the salt out of your jollof rice over there, anyway.
But I think the key word in this event is party, rap party.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so it's a chance to enjoy some good literature and some good tunes. Basically.
So, can I ask you ladies, like, in terms of, because obviously we're from a hip hop background, poetry is involved in what we love because, you know, you have people that are lyricists and whatnot. But which MCs, you know, whether old or new, yeah, I know you seem like a Wiz Khalifa fan over here, in Kenji. But
old and you seem a little bit more Little Yachty to me.
Old or new, which MCs would you put under the poet banner? Would you, if we were to say, like, you know, obviously you got your KRS-Ones and your Nas's and whatnot, but are there any that have kind of sparked an interest from the hip hop world that you like? He sounds like a poet if he was more.
But I have to say that I think that I hear what you're saying, but I think that hip hop and poetry, they're intrinsically linked because of the power of the spoken word.
Yes.
So, you know, you had the ciphering. I think it's all connected, but I mean, I know that you mentioned what's happened with hip hop is that it's evolved and it's changed. So people will argue about what is hip hop now. People could perhaps refer to hip hop now as pop now, whereas when it started with a message. And you mentioned KRS-One. Mm. I would, you know, say, I mean, I'm a great fan of KRS-One.
Yeah.
And I know Jiffa is Tribe Called Quest, isn't it?
Yeah, Tribe Called Quest. I'll go even further old school and say maybe the roots of hip hop, like the Last Poets and people like Gil Scott-Heron. Mm. Yeah, you know, those kind of people. Without those kind of people, there wouldn't have been the KRS-Ones and the Tribe Called Quest and the M&Ms and the, you know.
That's interesting.
All those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, like, you know, now and again I'll do, like, a poetry event and whatnot, and I always feel like, well, this is what it's like when people are really listening to you. You know, you do a hip-hop night and it's over a beat.
Yeah.
Everyone's drinking. They're all standing up. They're all trying to rap along, all of that kind of stuff.
Party mode.
Yeah, party mode. But in a poetry event, you know, people sitting down, they do the whole thinking, I can't even, I've got to work on my tendons there. But yeah, that, you know, but what I notice is that people are really listening to what you're saying. And I think that's why there's a deeper connection there when it comes to lyricism. you know. And nowadays, like, we're talking about the difference with hip-hop now and back then. It's like, now it's more about the vibe. You don't necessarily even, you know, with the whole mumble rap thing, you don't even necessarily have to be saying anything now. It's just as long as it sounds, you know, it gets that vibe going. Yeah. You know, that
which is a shame, because as Jiffa mentioned with Gil Scott-Heron and the Last Poets, they fundamentally came with a message, and that was intrinsically a message for change, galvanizing people through the power of the spoken word.
Yeah. So when is this event?
Yeah, so tell us when the event is.
So this particular event is on the 27th of May, and this is going to be at Waterstones, Tottenham Court Road.
Oh, that's this weekend, the Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So Waterstones and Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah, wow. They're throwing down some
like that. Like that. Yeah. And so, but what are you two poets yourselves?
I am. I'm a poet.
And so I heard on the grapevine that you were going to kick us some
I can
spoken
do.
Word for us.
Now, let me just make this disclaimer, Sarah is a biter of really good lyrics. If you heard earlier,
from Cheesy bit, Ballads,
Whitney Houston's lyrics.
No, I'm just spreading like the word. I'm just spreading the word.
You know what I mean? Be careful of the bars you drop, because next week she could... I'll just put that
as
out
part
there
of
now.
My Haringey Communist Party manifesto. You might hear some of these bars.
The H word.
Other parties are available.
All but Jiffa, right, are you ready to give the people some taste of spoken word?
Yeah. I mean, this particular poem is called Bottom Power.
It's very special.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Broke our glasses last week. Got some bottom power. So.
And you will probably catch the hip-hop reference in it. You see when it comes up. So
take it away.
Right. And I should say, point out that it was about this black woman who was brought over from South Africa in the 18th century and displayed in things like
Sarah Bartman.
And the corset was designed after her.
It's about her.
Is it a corset? What do you call it? The one they make the bum look bigger?
What do you call it?
I don't know about
this. You know the old school.
I'm the same tribe as Sarah Bartman. Yes. So
you know the Victorian days when they used to make the bumper come out from. That's what it is.
The name escapes me for a minute, but I'll pick it up. So this poem is about her. Bottom power. A backside floats inside. Sorry, I'm going to start again. A backside floats inside the.
Close your eyes.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. It's a bit of a weird situation to be doing your poetry in, because the lights are bright. You know, everybody's here. We might have to light an incense stick.
Backside floats inside the history of.
Oh gosh, I'm so losing it. I'm so sorry about this. You can revise your lines, because we would love to hear this, and then we can play a tune and then we could come back.
I'm a fan of Backside.
You've got Mice's attention. But thank you so much for sharing all the info at the event to the people. We'll be posting it all through the FUBAR Twitter and everything, so everybody can track you guys down. But thanks so much for coming through.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
I've got it.
You've got it. Okay. All right. Let's go. We've got time. Jiffa.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Should I go for it?
A backside floats inside the dark side of a history pickled in formaldehyde. This wasn't a Damien Hirst or the slaking of knowledge thirst of one-eyed men leading blind fools and grasping for straws in the genetic pool. This was a museum in Gay Paris, and here was young Saki, the ultimate other, whose derriere was the Daniel Cree, eclipsing all dimensions of what a pair of buttocks dared be. Caught up in the scramble for African booty and shipped across the straits of incredulity. Branded freak, sideshow, curiosity, baby's back had way too much front, refracted in the sweaty gaze of Eurocentricity. It was exuberant and protuberant. It undulated around the sinuous figure of eight. Her hips rolled like green across the hills of the veldt. It was an arsenal of flesh.
and fodder for fetish. They all came to relish the drama playing out on the curvature of her spine. "Uncanny funny," they muttered. "A Kuiper pass as bold as brass," they gasped. "Steatopegus gluteus maximus, heaven help us, it takes no prisoners," they hollered. "Lordy, lord, lord, her hiney surely must have taken out a deposit with the almighty," they hollered. "What an untidy pudendous earwart, let's call it Venus." The show was over, but there was no love lost here, save for that of one-eyed men, rotting for notions of an inferior posterior in the funnel between her thighs. Saki loses self in the arse end of a bottle, dying to resurrect her eyes. But then again, I see you, baby, shaking that ass, shaking that ass, shaking that ass fast, whipping up a frenzy of peach-shaped fecundity, tail feather perched optimistically high on your hips, pulsating, rushing, switching down, locking down the rhythm of Sir Mix-a-Lot's fancy in rump-shaking, tush-wagging, butt-jiggling, bumper-pulling, caboose-stacking, money-making, bad ass, kicking hip sways and dips. Then you ask, did God break the mold, shaping Beyonce's round mound, forming Kylie's bite-sized hindquarters, delivering the broadside that is J-Lo's backside? God-given is reason and ample hemispherical features. They distinguish us from all other living creatures. They are ridiculous and sublime. They have been vilified and eroticized in turn. They are the mount of all desire, but it's hardly the seat of all wisdom. If bum cracks are the new cleavage and Mother Nature made you average, get your ass down to Brazil for some nip and tuck leverage. Saki's ass was everything like the sun. It was big, it was bold, it was a celestial body rising to contour South Africa's coast. It was a ledge to stand on and gaze into the face of heaven's host.
Lovely.
When I got it eventually.
Yeah,
nice. So much, that was so lovely. And thank you, ladies, for coming through to the
really
studio.
That.
And coming up next in the studio, we have yet another talented lady lyricist is going to be taking over. Mice, you're fully outnumbered today. I'm loving this.
Yes. So I keep don't mind you.
Just discussing booty with a bunch of ladies. Yeah. I'm feeling it as well. But thank you so much, ladies.
Thank
up
you.
Next,
thank
we
you
have Aisata Sheriff. She is going to be stepping up, and of course we have open mic too. This is Fubar with myself, good. Sarah Love,
and myself, Digmund Freud, aka Mice Diggy, bitches and bitchettes.
One day I walk up to my friend and say, "What's happening?" She shrugs her shoulders and replies, "Where do I begin? You should have seen us back in school. We were just like twins, for real. I haven't seen you in the wild. These days you're always in. Don't even worry about the girls. Yeah, they've been gossiping. They're saying that she lost her looks and all because she's drinking gin. She thinks she's all that. Man, she's feeling like she can't win. It's pulling at my strings. Heart is feeling like a violin. I know that what I gotta say is kind of hard to hear. And I was thinking long and hard while I was walking here. I know this conversation's gonna change the atmosphere, but you gotta know it's coming from a place of sincere. And I can see the storm approaching like it's Shakespeare. And you might shed a tear, but you'll see clear. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, sister, don't fear. There's people pleasers out there, gotta beware. They'll multiply kisses in the end, your wounds are more severe. Please hear what I'm saying, them girls don't care. It's like you've hit self-destruct and you just can't trust. And now you crave attention and it's too much. I know you think relationships can make you feel better, but that boy, he makes you worse. That other criminal, whoever, he makes you hit the bottle, cut your heart until it severs. I say it cause I love you, I don't wanna give a lecture. Come on now. Those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations, yeah. Crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah. Those crucial conversations. So now I'm starting.
fighting with the heart, and it's pumping fast. If I speak abrasively, I know that I will miss the mark. I speak persuasively, this conversation's getting dark. I'm trying to beg her not to walk on that abortion path, and now I'm feeling some resistance from my last remark. I want to build her up to face the storm like she's Noah's Ark. Cause what you embark, it will last after dark and leave a deep mark. In your sleep, it will leap at you like a shark. Remember us in class, used to laugh, never thought for a minute life would turn out so harsh. Now I'm trying to understand the depth of all the patriarchs. She asked about me, and I said, where should I start? She asked me if I'm sad that I'm not married yet. My mum keeps reminding me, how could I forget? She smiles a little, said, don't rush and lose your self-respect. I tell her, don't give up, cause God's not finished yet. And that's for both of us. Every day I'm trying to focus on the positives. I know I want eternal life and never want a heart to split. And I'd be lying if I say that I don't think of it, that there's so many things that I can tell you that's a benefit. And now the conversation's getting less stiff. She knows about my problems, this girl knows that I'm not perfect. Look, and I'm not trying to force it, we've always been real. I'm glad this didn't end in conflict. Those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, all had them. Yeah, you know those crucial conversations, yeah. Crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, all had them, yeah. Those crucial conversations, those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. Those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations.
Yeah.
We've all had them,
conversations.
I mean. Lovely. We have all had them. That is a track, Issa Tashera, from the self-titled album,
yeah.
Crucial Conversations. Yeah. Definitely relate to that jam, the, what yes. you're chatting in there. And we are joined by the lady herself. Welcome!
Issa Tashera!
You know, you're like the second person who said that to me in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, because I came up with it first.
You didn't come up with it first.
I originated.
My mum came
okay,
up.
Let's not get into Jollof again.
Did she name you after the song?
No, I would tell you a story, but I don't know if I have time for it right now.
Maybe not, later.
Later, in private. It has to be crucial. Okay. The one I told you to come. Yeah.
Oh, my God, you did that. But that's from the previous project.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're working on some fresh material too.
I am. I mean, previous and, you know, I don't want to kill myself. Like, I only released it in
October. I know, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. And you're releasing something again already?
Yeah, no, I'm working on the new album already. Because I just want it to roll. Like, obviously the plan is to sort of tour this album now and, like, just, I won't say tour, but just do loads of dates, playing it out.
Yeah. You can't say tour anymore, can
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
T-O-R,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
It took me a while to catch on.
Too early in the morning for these, look, I tell ya.
That was another one I heard quite a lot.
Yeah.
Tour on tour.
Yeah.
I'm starting the new album now, mm-hmm. and so it's fresh. I'm doing quite a lot of collaborations sort of internationally off the back of this, which has been quite nice.
Mm.
And I'm just having fun with it. I feel quite relaxed, you know what I mean? Like, it's quite nice when you have a project out. And actually, because I didn't do like a massive release, it just was put out, people are discovering it like every day, and it's just really nice to have that. I've just discovered really this cool album, because you know what I mean. But like, it was like that back in the day. Now it's like this big media push, and everyone knows about it and gets bored about it. But actually, it's really nice for people to be messaging me like every week. You know what I mean? Sometimes every day.
New discovery.
Have you guys heard this album?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, that's kind of what's going on now. So it kind of still feels new. Because a lot of people haven't heard it.
It's like October, you know, that's not a long time ago.
Yeah.
So you're going to be gigging with the band, is it you and the live band?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's the vision. And we did like Saturday, Hoot and Annie's, which was really cool. Just keep going like that for the rest of the year while I'm working on my new record. I feel like I'm always really creative when I'm doing shows
after the show, lyrics start coming to your head.
And I learned that through Odyssey, who I'm a massive fan of, and he told me that he used to just literally make an album on tour. So he'd go and he'd just call everybody if he was in their city and go and sleep on their floor and bring his MPC with him, and literally they'd after the show they'd just make beats
during the day, do the show the next day, make beats, and then by the time they got home, they'd got another album done.
It makes sense, really,
and that is
nowadays.
Why he turns out music so much, because he makes music while he's touring.
And so, what other dates are happening? You did the Hootenanny this weekend.
So
it was amazing.
Yeah. It was cold, man. I really enjoyed it, and it was a nice lineup, man. It was a really nice lineup. I think we were all quite different, but I think the crowd got something. So the next one is birthdays. I'm supporting Children of Zeus. That's quite cool.
Lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
When is that?
1st of June, I believe.
Oh, cool. Then I'll kidnap them so they can come to the studio too.
And it's just like, they just roll, to be honest. It's not no big elaborate thing, you know. It's kind of like, you know, I'm self-managed. You know what I mean? People hit me up and I'm like, cool. If it's right, then I do it. If it's not, then I don't.
You've been self-managed for a while, though. Forever, really.
I had people involved, you know what I mean? But it's funny because I was doing this panel with Jazz Refresh the other day, and we were just talking about sort of females and the way they are within the industry. And it's like, we were like, you know, mainly they're managed by guys, but really there's not really the commitment. It's kind of, I find they dip in and out.
What guys do?
Yeah, when they manage, because most females are managed by males, and actually, if they're not seeing that moment of fame straight away, it's kind of like, let me find a guy who can.
Are women like that as well? Then female managers the same, or?
I've never had a female manager, to be honest. Oh, actually, I did for a bit, but yeah, she was kind of the same.
How do you?
I just wanted to confirm that. What up for the guys there? Yes, Jay. The only other dude in there.
No, but how do you feel about that whole dialogue of women in the industry thing? I mean, it just seems like this ongoing thing that we're never going to get away from discussing.
What do you mean?
So, I mean, is it because in some respect, I mean, do you call yourself a feminist?
FMC.
Do you know what? I wouldn't call myself, I'm not one. I probably am in some ways, but I don't walk around saying I'm a feminist. But I reckon if we spoke about certain things, I would have probably a feminist view. But I don't walk around calling myself
like
a feminist.
Like if I was like, you know, women just seem a bit timid when it comes to the music
business.
Yeah,
I'd say something about that. So, but I don't put the label on it, if that makes sense.
So if she responds to that, is that being a feminist?
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, trust me, because there's so many labels. There's like, many sub-labels, and I don't really get it. I just know what I stand for and what I think is acceptable. I'll challenge things when I think they need to be challenged, and
because
women don't like getting challenged that much. That's the problem.
Who does? No, but that's what, in general, I don't like making generalizations. You know,
women never generalize.
But in general, I don't want to make generalizations. So I think, but at the same time, I feel, you know, obviously there are inequalities, like in the music industry and stuff like that. But at the same time, if I want to be dealt with on an equal level, I want to be included in the conversation equally, not have this sideline thing of, oh, and now's time for all the girls to go and do their thing. I want to rock the turntables alongside Shorty Blitz and all the dopest DJs and hold it down and be measured as, wow, that was a dope set, that's a dope DJ, not, oh, she's good for a girl. And so having this ongoing dialogue of like, right, now women have your time to speak about hip hop things, and then we'll get on with hip hop.
It's true, because women always get their time to speak about things.
I do feel like there needs to be I feel like there is a time for where we just need to be involved and not this whole label male female. But then again, I do think there is a time where females do need to have a space so that they can speak and be free because of maybe some of their experiences within the industry and some of the damage that's been done, and they may not do it. And like, I know there's times where
you need them crucial conversations.
But I know there's times where actually I feel like when guys are in the situation, they do dominate, and I'm not the most timid person.
Do you know what I find funny as well? Is that like, now I'm not even joking, now I'm being serious.
Let me tell you, the shades feel good.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I felt like a superhero with them shits on. Now, this is what I find weird.
Yeah.
It's like, so in the theatre world, the reason, you know, the whole sort of thing about theatre was that when it kicked off, they said only men can act in the theatre. For some, I don't get why. Like, I haven't really looked into it deep enough to find out why. But they were like, only men. So that's where you had men dressing as women.
Yeah.
In the theatre, because they were like, women can't do. And then in
that was the excuse they were using.
I guess so. The same thing though in classical music, it took a while until they allowed female musician is. So
voting.
Yeah, yeah, they had to do voting, and then
suffragettes.
Then what they did was they said, okay, women are allowed, but then the men that were picking, you know, their squad, picking their group or whatever, they would always go for the men. So if it's a male cello player, male flutist, so in the end, what they had to do was they let people. They had them behind the screen auditioning.
Yeah.
So now you don't know whether it's a man or woman playing. You might think that this sounds like a man playing, you know, aggressive. Yeah, but then when they draw back the curtains, it's a woman. But you've already picked now. You ain't got no choice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel it's funny that, you know, even in music, for some reason, there's this whole thing of like men seem to do more. But it goes back to what you're saying. I feel like it's the aggressive side of men that makes it like that. Like, you're not tough enough with this, you're not tough enough with that. But to be honest, like, I've only had one, like she was still an acting manager, but she was the best manager I had.
Yeah, yeah.
I had like three or four acting managers, you know. No one's ever signed the dotted line or whatever. So they've always, it's always like, come back to me, or what do you think of this, what do you think of that sort of thing. Yeah. But for me, it was the woman who was the best.
Do you
know what I mean? So I always find it strange to hear about these sort of, you know, like, oh, women don't get this or women don't get that. And it's like, man, maybe it's just the people in power at the time not seeming to allow it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's just dynamics. I just find it's the dynamics. I feel that as well, like, I was saying the other day, like, amongst girls who MC,
femcs.
Well,
it's a funny word.
I don't call myself a femc.
That's what I'm saying. Being called a female DJ, like Shorty Blitz isn't called a male DJ. He's a DJ. You don't. Why do you need to precuss the fact you're MC with being called a femc or a female MC?
You know what? I don't call myself a femc, but I don't mind being called a female MC.
Because it's not like
a man. What about a 5'4" MC?
Yeah, or a black MC?
That's a bit different.
Do you know what? It's just that personally, I'm not bothered by the whole female MC thing, because I've always been the female MC in the crowd where I grew up. Do you know what I mean? And I know I could go bar for bar with any of the boys. But I think what bothers me more is if I'm sort of shut out or treated any less or given less opportunity because of that. You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. On that tip, that can happen in many forums. That could come down to a racial thing. There are people, there's a serious movement about height discrimination.
I understand that.
So I'm not saying that's necessarily relevant to you. So in terms of being included, like, where are you standing in terms of registering to vote? Have you registered to vote?
Yeah, of course.
Why'd you say of course? Because some people are like, hell no.
Yeah, and just because I think that it's important to... sort of, this is the way we're doing it. We know they're crooks, do you know what I mean? And we know that there's loads of stuff going on that we have no control of. But if we can, you know, influence sort of one part of this country's law, then let's do it, you know? I think Jeremy Corbyn is a cool guy, do you know what I mean? I don't think, you know, like we say, he's made loads of mistakes as well. But actually, he is thinking about the people, you know. He's gone out there, he's been consistent in terms of fighting for people who are less fortunate, and for that reason, you know, I'll campaign, you know.
Go on.
Yeah, and you know, and I would encourage anybody else to, because you know, I know the mood at the minute is, oh, Conservatives are going to have a landslide. But I think that...
Is it? That's how people are talking, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And that's what the figures are saying. Do you know what I mean? But actually, this could be a building point.
The figures aren't saying that. The media are trying to... Certain media lines are trying to perpetuate this thing of, oh, it's going to be a landslide. But in actual fact, you're seeing a surge
in the
Labour support. The gap is closing.
Yeah, so the they're gap not, is closing.
The Conservatives aren't as far ahead.
Exactly.
And then all the people who are signing up to register.
I ain't
going to
lie. The only thing one of the things I'm worried about is the fact that, you know, we're doing our best to get everybody to get involved and sign up.
Yeah.
And then they cast their vote, and then it doesn't go in the favour of everybody who thought, like, well, what the fuck, man? There's 2 million of us signed up. And I'm worried that people give up after that.
Yeah, but it's what happens after that and the encouragement and the narrative that comes after that in terms of the gap that's been closed, and actually they can see the power of not voting. And actually, oh, we didn't. I did, but a lot of people didn't. And I just think that we've had a country run so long because people haven't bothered to vote. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't look down at people who have it. I don't, like, even that I had an argument with some, not argument, but a heated discussion.
Women
with somebody,
always arguing, man.
You know, a few months ago with somebody who was just literally turning their nose down and saying, I don't know, people have got no excuse not to vote, blah, blah, I don't know what's wrong with them. I'm like, but listen, if it's not been structured towards them, how do they know? And actually, politics is actually quite hard to understand
if
you don't really
make
yourself understand it. And you're like, oh, well, I understand. There's people out in the community, blah, 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 they're going out. There's loads of black political sort of activist groups. And I said, but who said I'm talking about black people? Black people are not the people, the ones not voting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We're 4% of this country. Let's think about the rest of the country. So people are just bare misinformed. And I just think that there's a lot of misinformation. It's not an easy thing, and I understand why a lot of people don't, but it's an opportunity.
I understand as well, but I think, you know, most people in this country are walking around with Google in their pocket 24/7, you know.
I don't know
what the Labour Party stand for, because there's people who are choosing not to vote because they're like, oh, I don't know the difference between these people. But yet you're able to find your favourite variety of porn.
But that's different, man.
You know, you've got in porn, you've got like 16 categories. Yeah,
it's your specialist.
I don't think
big booty bitches on welfare, flat booty bitches that are rich, or
and then also the line of like, oh, but I don't understand what these people are talking about. So what part of we think people shouldn't have to pay to go to university is
I'm
just saying that one statement has been made by the Labour Party, but I would say someone
who is, you know, consciously gone about understanding it for years, I think it's confusing, and it's not, and I didn't opt out of it, I followed through. But actually, everyone's background's different. Yeah. Everyone's background in education is different.
Exactly.
Everyone's experience, I agree with you.
Like, but what I'm saying is, we're speaking English. So if I say, this woman says you should pay $9,000 to go to university, this guy says you shouldn't pay anything. I'm just talking about that. I'm not talking about anyone's background. I'm just saying that's easy for me to understand.
But
do you want to pay £10 for a bottle of water or no money for a bottle of water?
Yeah, but
I don't think you can discuss. But then you can't they think it's not for them. A lot of people think it's not for them. They're outside
university.
This world. Not just
education.
Yeah, but if you haven't been educated, if you're from a place where you just barely went to school, or you don't feel engaged. You
also
don't even think you're involved.
If you're from a place where people will tell you one thing and do another.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Where they work your brain. Just because that statement says that. Who am I to believe? I don't know whether that's true or not. I'm not educated enough to know whether that's true or not.
And people already always told that politicians lie.
Exactly.
And people always told the news lie. So you end up just getting in a frenzy and not knowing what to do. So I think it's a genuine concern.
Yeah.
It's a genuine concern. And
of
I don't think we should write it off. And I think we should address that. Rather than be like, there's a lot of distrust and lies that has gone on within politics and this country, and actually people are disengaged from it, especially you know, those who are poor and those who are a minority. And
those are the facts, but I think when you dig a bit deeper, it's actually easier than a lot of people think to get the information.
I think
that is the fact of the matter. People are disenfranchised from politics, but the reality is, if you know how to find an illegal download for the new Drake album, you can use Wikipedia.
I don't think it's that simple, honestly. I really don't think it's that simple.
No, I'm saying with any subject. Yeah, I'm not talking about even specifically about politics. I just mean, if you decide, I want to get the new Drake album without paying for it, you can track that down.
But what I think is, if you don't think it's going to make a difference in your life, then why would you do that?
if you don't think doing that
is going to make a difference to your life and the way it's always been.
Yeah, I'm saying that's a separate issue to being able to find the information is what I'm saying. I'm saying people are disenfranchised, but the information is there.
But I don't think it's clear. I don't think the information is clear. As somebody who actively goes to find out what is going on, I do not. Yeah,
yeah.
I still, because I read that here and then I read something else somewhere else.
Fake news, and actually, it's
quite hard as somebody who actually, yes, I vote And I've actively, especially for the last 10 years, have tried to understand. But I do not think it's
easy. You have until midnight tonight to register your vote. We have posted the links on the FUBAR Twitter, and you can search the manifesto of every party to see what it is they're proposing. Isata, thank you so much for coming through. Are you chilling for the rest of the open mic that's coming up right
why
now?
Why not?
We love having your voice in it.
Women always get involved in the open mic.
We have a whole gang of MCs coming through for you, so keep it locked right here to FUBAR.
What does the scouter say about his power level?
It's over 9,000!
What, 9,000? There's no way that can be right!
Terminator 4. Terminator 4. Terminator 4. Terminator 4.
Yo, yo, as the platter spins round and around, turn the shit up, let it bump loud in the crowd. The unknown specimen with African cells, got everybody counting sheep straight slapping themselves. The soundboy burial's already begun. The game needs a funk rebirth, let it be done, son. One nation under a gun, under the thumb. Some of us know the time while the others get dumb. The Terminator funk executioner came from the future, power source nuclear. Funk spreading overseas and dry line, chicks passing out like Jodeci and Life Band. Leveling the city when the bass hits, old girl standing near the woofer caught a facelift. Free of charge from the villains at large, thought it was a dream but the killers left scars. Got the funk banging out the speakers, rare like Samuel hanging out with Jesus. Don't sweat the tech, the funk keeps banging, you will never rest your neck. Terminator 4. Gravitation was at the nation with the funk. Gamma ray brain activation creeping through the LDN area. God status, Franklin and Valeria. Candoria, Scorn or Andorian. Called a sanatorium, Board of California. Blue ETs are in the audience. Came to the jam, pulling up in time, traveling DeLoreans. The zillion mind control monster. Demolishing the set with the iron cold doctor. Bassline coming from the Nephilim console. Raw drums coming from the Elohim drop zone. If life's really all about the Benjamins, we need to save the world, what's the medicine? Take a damn hit, lying like an invalid until the makers return in giant flying pyramids. In the meantime, turn it up louder till the 8-bit sprites start turning up around you. Let them into your life and give thanks while the universe laughs all the way to the bank.
Terminator 4. 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 Terminator 4.
FUBAR Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzlekicks.
Sean Walsh
in the house right now.
Would you like to help us impart some knowledge?
From Martin. My girlfriend is eager to try water sports. She basically wants to piss on me in bed. How do I get over the fear of piss?
You don't, mate.
Convince her to wee on you in the shower.
Then, when she's asleep, shit on her head.
Don't
Sorry.
Do that.
Yeah. Not even on their pillow.
On their head.
On their head, man.
Big steaming one. After a pizza. A jalapeno, deep crust.
American hot, cheesy crust.
She's just gone.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzlekicks.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
That's right, for FUBAR Radio every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. Myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy take care of you. That last cut was Strange You, Terminator Funk. Check out that album on High Focus LP 4E80. But it's that time, people, where we get into the open mic.
Yeah, we ain't even got enough time to really do this how we want to, but we're going to introduce everybody. Toro, what you saying, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Just make sure you guys, yeah, when you're chatting to the mic, you chat into the mic, because yeah, it's not that sensitive. It's not as sensitive as me. I don't even know if that makes sense. Yo, chemistry, what are you saying, bro?
Yeah,
you good?
I'm good, bro. We're good. Yes. Shout out to YGC.
And we got One Drop.
Enough said. Yes, representing Yoga Crop Records, One Drop, Chemistry, Team Dreams Inside, all of that good shit.
Yes, boy.
Can I just say all these guys are rolled into the studios with their 40s of beer in hand. So you're ready to...
Snitching on us to the label.
Right there, man.
It's a one beer, one shot.
Remember, you need to speak into the mic if you want to be heard. It's the same thing. Like, you need to register to vote if you want to have your voice heard.
Yes,
you guys registered to vote?
Indeed.
Shame on you if you haven't voted. You've let us all down.
Put an end to austerity.
I haven't voted because I ain't voted yet.
Registered there. You haven't registered.
All right, let's get into this open mic. So who made the beat? Nuff said made the beat.
Yeah, so we had some complications with the beat thing. It's an old beat. Kevin sent it through, but whatever.
But what? You're all one crew.
Yeah, basically, we're part of a record label called Yoga Cop, which is Brighton based.
Okay.
And within Yoga Cop, there's a few different groups. You had Ellie Wonkers on the other week, Vitamin G, and Cars and them lot. Yeah. It's all the same label, but just different little groups. So, yeah.
Who's the label owner?
Trust us being
label good. Owner is Illiterate, Sam Barrett, part of Concept of Thought. Nice. Don't know if you heard of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
don't worry, Sarah. I've heard.
No, I was about to say I have to.
Alright, let's get into this because we ain't even got much time. You might have to just drop 16, 16, 16, bam, bam, shit. 22s, 42s. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Chemistry. What?
You're gonna set it up for us, yeah?
Chip.
Alright.
YGC.
Yoga Cop in the building, bitches. Come we go.
I'm hungry, G. This rap shit means enough to me to perform for copper pennies, cups of tea, and tumbleweed. More than keen, like an eagle's eye. See, I dream and rhyme to alter time. Praying to the altar twice. Walking through walls like I'm a poltergeist. Open mics, I pulverize. Leave your bitch dripping just like the polarized opponents with polarized positions. You just climate change denies. I'm the monkey's uncle shouting, feed him to the lions. Watch as I rain dance at an elephant's graveyard. I bomb atomically every time that my brain farts. This razor sharp wit circling like a shark. Think got beggars belief, but I ain't begging your pardon. I'm eloquent, scribbling several successful sentences about my misadventures in the effort with a heifer. Look, whatever. It's all done in bad taste and good measure. Under the planet like buried treasure.
Yo, empty memory. Yeah, I'm dreaming, having deja vu. Human with ears listening. Hey, so are you. Dent in my tooth, sending a booth, want a 30 beat. Trying to let no one get ahead of me. Flake white like feta cheese. I remember mumsy putting that in Greek salad. Peak has happened, peaked I've been. Happy smell of that zesty green. Mr. Rockefeller, yeah, you're dead to me. Unbelievable, like seriously? Chuck Berry? I stole the C'est la vie. King Arthur draw Excalibur from the sword and the stone. In reality, graduating, I'll be 23. Keep avoiding advice, soiling the mic. Speaking shit, but there's a reason in it. The people need me, but ain't seeing it. Treat the itch, scratch and keep scratching. Weak backbone, grow some balls, level up like a video game.
Yo, it's that dry lips, spliff lit, different day, same shit. Kid, but trust when I say I'm not complaining, man. I love my days, making beats, blazing grades, say my piece. Engrave them in these sheets and spray them to my peeps. When we're mashing round lean, jamming and chatting breeze. It's casual to me, so yeah, I'm at peace. All vibing cause I'm passionate for the music to be travelling. Stay moving and gathering these useful unravelings. Cause every day we're challenged with right and wrong balancing. Try and dodge the mannequin, acting like they're backing him, but behind their back they're attacking him. Mind that gap when it's staggering, with snakes like that, that's not Mandarin. Easy to reach, so I abandon that. Random fact, plastic twat, smell like candle wax. I know for a fact a lot of my family and friends can handle that. So settle and relax, tune in and strap a bat. Just another chap that loves to gallivant.
Ray Black, she told us to be patient. I know about that, just come and check my situation. Enough years in the game and I ain't even got an agent or a manager. Don't ever try and say that I'm complacent, cause that's my inspiration. I felt a lot of pressure, signatured the melody, so now I'm feeling better. I impart a part of me with each and every letter. Some people call me deep, but you can call me Izetta. We've been connected even though I've never met you. On the beat, I'm spitting harder, soft, depending on the texture. I've never done it for the money, passion you can't measure.
pleasure. I'm treating every beat like I just found a box of treasure. I've been low key and on tour with low key. You might not know me, I just dropped an LP. And you hear me on the airwaves and nothing ain't changed. Cause I do this for the music and never for the fame. I'm entering shout outs to Sarah Love and shouting out my Stiggy. You've been rapping for a minute, thanks for rolling with me. I'm from the land that Sierra shout every my time. People out. Planet Earth, Planet Rock, that's what I'm about. I see you hard, Jazz 7, you've been repping. Yo. And as I keep progressing, better know I'm not forgetting. And every word I say, you better know that I'm progressing. Yeah, if you wanna jump in, you can
just get in. Yeah.
Yo. I fear the bite of your average tame carrier. The wildfire virus spreading brain damage barrier. Famished, waiting for some faint with a character that never came and vanished off the planet's leather face. The clever levitate above the wacky racing loony rats. Pushing past the path of the dastardly dodging booby traps. All my goons just relax and hang my tune on your back and lug it like a carry sack. When I marry boom back to the abstract, skew with new attacks with my views tattered 2-bit. Abuse anything that matters, I react with music or a loose mix of putrid words preserved for youth to use it. And if the shoe fits or the learn produce hits, I ain't gotta prove shit through bosses and chicks. Improvise skits, live life to the clip, the final eclipse, the fire exists. I'll believe it when I see it.
I believe it when I see it. Makings of a demon when I'm just releasing bars from my being, breathing. Our respiratory system fully functioning. I'm just doing this. It's the wonder kid spawned from the top of the membrane. Chem strange waves on the wave. I'd be wasted for 8 days straight. This ain't scribbled on the page, Rosetta Stone, that I'm spitting in through bar studios down the microphone. I'll record it quick. This is fucking awesomeness. Rawness kid moving faster than the fucking tortoise did combined with the hair in this animal race, planet of apes. I'm just doing this like rattle the cage. Get voting. Yeah, you know this. My bars are so fresh like food from greengrocers. Like don't put an opium. I'm just doing this like don't step to me upon the podium. Pass it on to the next in a couple more secs. Yeah, 2 steps forward for everyone back. Yeah.
If it's 90 BPM, then you see my pen. Yo, wheel it, then listen, I'ma drop it twice, proper nice. Silver skins I forgot to buy. Man, I lost myself session, what's the time? Now, is it light out? I'm billing fine powder, creamy tight chowder. I must chow down, stay southbound, yeah. Noisy cats alive in a loud house. Couple pounds down, spending pee, that's easy, my friend. She's not easy looking peng, so I need a 10 out of 10. Where's my pen? Fuck, I chucked it cause I use my phone's notes now. Had enough, put the phone down like it quiet. Also like it's so loud, yeah. We claim this isn't fair. Clothes show a bit of wear and tear, but I'm a but I try my hardest not to be sarky, man. I'm sick of trying to fill my time with pointless shit. Yeah. Dopamine rollercoaster.
Same old same, flexed up, jamming, baked up waves became my habit. It's safe to say that I've been sacking. Tell my mates that I'm still planning. Really to know that I'm blagging. Some of them probably think that I've had it. Nah, the panel's still grabbing. I love rapping, I ain't gonna pack in. I've got patience that ain't cracking. No racing, no crashing. I'm pacing, I'm relaxing. Get the weed in.
Stop mashing.
Just get phone nice, start catching. All of my gold over in the room rammed in. Lay back, sat down, maybe standing. Even waiting on the beat, stay banging. Now there's no need to ask why. This is all that's happening. I prefer music more than action. I ain't gonna lie, when I'm drawing action tonight, I ain't trying to cause distractions. I'm just talking fractions of me. Actually, I actually see.
Like, I grew up in the East End. They know we're here in Stepney. Mirroring my hand, but know these ends don't reflect me. You'll find a few legends. Yeah, this impact was hefty. Garage scene right, but I'm a lefty. So I rapped. That was that wrote first. Lyrics on a jungle track. Wish I could remember my bar, cause I was gassed off that. Flourished in this musical habitat. Watch Wiley, Major Ace, Bethnal Green. Them guys inspired me. Then I heard Rodney P, Black Twang, Carl Hines. Countryman is where I heard Estelle for the first time. Outstanding legends in the game, UK rap shined. It was a mad time, our accents were in the rhyme. In the meantime, I tried to get my tunes together. Jumped on split mic to tape was back by one extra. Remember being in the studio with Harves and Mega. I was in little you then and trust I felt the pressure.
I'm living life real relaxed. Like it's all good, mom, you gotta quit first to relapse. I don't wanna join the traffic jam. I'm jumping ships to tell them fuck El Capitan. I wish that I could de-stress with a pack of facts, like any ordinary normal lad. All these tabs of clonazolam, 25 milligrams of phenagan is 4 in my body with a pen in hand. And once again I awake to find nothing changed. And at least while I'm asleep there's a million ways to live your day. Yo, I said there's a million ways to live your day. And I think it's beautiful we all get a different say. I'm bringing clever back, curve peak leather strap. Heard you think your bar's on par with my kid, never that. You spray your raps and I smell a rat. So why you acting
like you've been to hell and back. You're whack.
You're whack. Like you're playing whack-a-mole. Serving up these fresh bars, that avocado guacamole, the whole crowd on control. Got a squad full of goons, rally the troops, moving through. Yeah, what do you do? The platoon moves heavy across the Serengeti. Elephants be falling from the clouds just like confetti. We got heavy bars. Chemist starts to spin in perpetual motion. I'm just doing this, that train on tracks, locomotive. But living straight by the ocean, just doing this, that I'm fucking roller coasting. I ain't floating. Serving up these bars from my head top, while you're sat at home working a dead job at a desktop. Yeah, I'm meditating, just trying to find the zen spot. Yeah, just, I haven't even released the EP. I just never let the pen drop. I'm just wearing pendants, just doing this with the label. Why do you see me independent? Soon we'll be trending when Frosty Rats drop. So you've got a few weeks to get yourself on top.
Chemistry off the top of the dome,
yo, kid from a little town with a bit of a big sound. Might not know me yet, but you will now. Spit rounds, ready to get it, you're ready, let's get lit. Flows heavenly, medically tense, you're gonna be selling it. Keep it a menace and effortless. I'm Larry Bob, no Sagittarius, see I'm Aquarius. Don't drink, driver, just crowd surf. Don't vibe, it's that loud herb. At the party with my coat on, it's too cold some, but the float is so gone. Roll product till I can't no more. Buy it and I wrap it up. I wanna whack a gram and a blunt. What? Yeah, nowadays everyone's a mad poor. Wanna beat it to my back sore. On a mat, appear when I skirt. Burp in your face and swerve. Too much nut, fed up with the fuzz, let them shoot us up. Killing all of us off, that's what they want. They wanna get rid of the patch for the crime, but they ain't taking nothing from me. They ain't taking nothing from me, I just want lots of it. Eight burgers, I could demolish, lifestyle nourished. I'm a flourish like a flower. Bill by the hour, the bill's coming out, bruv. She can a sketchy like a squirrel. Beat a nuts, genius, what her? She's nuts, she's psycho. She might go Tyson, mindset with a Dyson, I ain't lying. Hey, I done a terrible job, but I tried. Isn't it funny? We're literally scummy, just give me money. So hot, but it's not sunny. Flinging a written, it's nothing. Flinging a written, it's nothing.
We all faded these days, oh well. Can't tell the difference, and I'll tell. Not shells, just pebbles, phony rebels. I don't owe you medals, settle down. Peeps on sour, I'm off the sound. They're laughing loud, but now, but watch their mouth on an interrupt. Zip tight shut, give a fuck's a way to be. I don't mean going snake or G, as if that wasn't blatant, brain vacant, chief. Don't wanna be wasting breath, but yeah, that stress can give you lots to write. So please, everybody, snide me on this rotten ride. Jot a line and prophesize on which con we'll try it next. But fuck a vexed ex and any little wet mess. You could be best dressed, skills I ain't seeing many. You see the telly, you nap, I bang a beat and chat. Waiting for that decent gag, reach the max, leave the gap. Piece of piss, feed me a batch, I'll keep reading the wheeze of the rap. What's your reason to act up? Catch up, man, nobody's waiting. Too much time sat home blazing, all around, man, nobody's waiting. I've been playing that for too long, I was at where the fuck's a new song? Hold on one set, mold my concept, where's my patience gone? Raise you blatant amongst the bees, when I start dropping these, I freeze and consolidate, and all you do is cop some cheese, and I catch your drift or breeze. Ah, louder ones, come with it, come with it, come with it.
Yo, we like to flow and spit it deeper than the ocean. I hope you get the picture, cause this ain't in slow motion. Find a jewel in the gnarl, you find dirt, stop boasting. When the going get tough, we go on like when Billy Ocean. Leave deaf ears awoken, these beats are getting broken. We tantalize emotion, try blow your mind explosion. This lyricist a laser type beat and destroy all them lies that avoid you on the set making noise. My passion is the people, precision like an eagle, persistent with this beat until we all are treated equal. I've heard so many excuses and to me they're kind of feeble. So until I see a change, there will always be a sequel. I'm making no apology, resistance doesn't bother me. They wanna unfollow me, I'm powered by God in me. They marvel at astrology and cry at the economy. I speak the truth solemnly while rocking in my wallabies. That's old school. I'm not old school, I'm new school, I'm no fool. We chop up words using letters, using pro tools. I heard they don't really like it when I vocal. We elevate, we're not descending like the Bogles. And yeah, this music's universal, we're in local. We will inspire with these words, I'm feeling hopeful. They wouldn't fill you up with gas like you're total, but still yo, I'm hopeful.
You're sounding beautiful. That was Isa to Sheriff ripping it up. One Drop, Chemistry, Toro, Nuff Z on the beat and on the mic there too. Thank you so much for coming through. That was so kind. We are going to share all of the links on the Food Bar Twitter, so check it out. Thank you so much to the Literary Weekender ladies who came through as well. Thank you. And Cy Philly, we spoke to at the top of the show as well. And thank you to you guys for listening every week. And
I want to thank these shades for making me feel so important out here. You know what I mean?
making you extra cool today.
Yeah. I might have to do this a bit more often still. You know what I mean?
Especially now the sun is shining. And foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. All of the past shows are up there to listen back to. You can email us too. And remember, you have 6 hours exactly to register your name to vote. Yes, so you still got time to think about who you're going to vote for, but just put your name down, register. Exactly. It takes 5 minutes.
You know what I mean? Don't let these big words fool you, mother lovers. We can we'll work it out. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And all we really need is like to keep this message that we keep going at the end of the show every week. Up next is Sticky Blood. They're going to be taking care of you. And make sure you join us next Monday, 4 p.m. is the time. Thank you so much, guys. Quickly, give us a link for the crew.
Not said, Yoga Cop Records, Team Dreams, Brighton, Chemistry, One Drop, all that shit there.
Frosty Raps is dropping from me and Chemistry in next month.
Nice. Send us the tunes.
What's the link?
Right, the link is ISATTA Sheriff. ISATTA Sheriff. Yes. I didn't get to tell my story. A bit hurt, but.
It's all right.
We're coming again.
You lot went on one anyway earlier on with like whether we should vote or not. So the story was told.
No, not about whether.
Then.
We were all in agreement about voting.
Yeah.
We're not in agreement about how easy it is to use Google, that's all. But all we need is a little bit of. We need to come together if we want to find the solutions.
You can't be acting all gangster shit. Turn that shit up. You know what I mean? This is where. Hands in the air, man.
Okay, I'll make it so we can.
Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah. Unity. What's missing in our lives? Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony, and there'll surely be some unity. Unity.